Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What is the latest and what does it mean for the back and forth between these two parties?
Well, the move is so they put him on the non-football injury list, which means that he does not count against their 53-man roster. They've had a roster exemption that was set to expire next week. So they had to make a decision here soon. It was a two-week roster exemption from the date that they, you know, that he reported basically. And what NFI does is it gives the team the option to pay him or not. And this list exists with that option because if it's a situation like Bryce Love, who is technically on NFI, where he got hurt in college and that counts as a non-football injury because it was not sustained in the NFL, then they can pay him and, you know, hey, we're drafting you, we're going to pay you, you're rehabbing, and we look forward to having you next year. For a player who, say, gets hurt skydiving, they might not want to pay him. So it's all the same list. You know, if a player has cancer in typical fashion, I think most teams would pay him because of what's gone on with Trent. It's not really about the cancer. It's about the surgeries and the aftermath and et cetera. And obviously the Redskins have a very different view of how things went down than Trent does. They're going to not, I would assume, not pay him. What is interesting and still to be determined is whether or not this year will toll, which means whether or not it will extend his contract into another year. Does this year count or accrue, to use the fancy term? Precedent right now says that it will, and that's based off a case actually, ironically enough, involving Bruce Allen with Joey Galloway when he was back in Tampa, and an arbitrator ruled that if you're there for a certain amount of games, and even a lot of people think it is viewed as one game, as long as you essentially try to be there, that the season will count. And the only exception that is really come up is they don't want that to be available for a player going into the final year of his deal, and because Trent has 2 years left, that wouldn't apply. And common thought is that even if the Redskins try to toll the contract, the NFLPA will challenge that, and the NFLPA would win that arbitration.
But is that what they're setting up to do? Are they setting up to do everything they can to not give him any money?
Yeah, absolutely. And Trent, frankly, doesn't have a lot of recourse there on the money part. You know, they can just not pay him. But I think the biggest thing for Trent is, does the year count? Is he 1 year closer to free agency? Because then at least, you know, assuming they do indeed trade him in January, it's more leverage for him to get a new deal because he'd be going into the final year of his deal as opposed to having 2 years left and a new team being able to be like, look, dude, you got 2 years left. We're not giving you anything, which is what the Redskins will, on the contractual side, that's been the Redskins' contention all along, is that we don't do this with 2 years left, even though neither of the 2 years for Trent has any guaranteed money in it, which is his contention is like, well, fine, then at least make this guaranteed. And so the closer he is to free agency, the more leverage he has. And so I think that is the biggest thing. I think Trent long ago, you know, everyone wants to say it's about the money. I think Trent long ago was okay with giving up his salary for this year. Clearly he doesn't want to. Who wants to give up $13 million? But the way he's gone about this, I think, says that he has been okay with losing this year's salary if he can get closer to no longer being a part of the Redskins organization.
And that's going to happen? I mean, could they fight for that too, that he didn't accrue a season? Is there anything that's under their control?
Well, yeah, they have control over a grievance. They can file and try to accrue, but I think if they for them, it'd be fighting to toll the season. And for, that's when the NFLPA would challenge. And again, common knowledge based off precedent is that the NFLPA would win that. But the Redskins, I'm sure, certainly will try because it also is a matter for them of trade value. Trent Williams with 2 years left on his contract is more valuable to trade slightly than Trent Williams with 1 year left on his contract. So they will certainly try, I think, to do that.
Okay. How are they going to say that the responsibility – I mean, if he's claiming that it's the helmet, it's the pain from the tumor – how would that be an injury away from football? Like, how would they make that argument? This is the direction that they're heading in. Isn't it he said, she said?
Yeah, I mean, so the injury was, you know, it's the cancer-related. So yeah. It's not a football injury. The problem is that physical is football-related.
Right.
Let's not get this twisted. This is one of the weirdest failed physicals in the history of the league, if not the single weirdest failed physical. The doctors had left the building by hours. Trent's physical was at 6:30 in the morning. He passed. The doctors signed off on it. And then they had to try to make him put on a helmet at noon, and then he couldn't because it hurt. And they're like, oh, well, that means you failed your physical. So I think that, you know, if they try to come after the accrual, and maybe honestly, Chad, this is the interesting part. If they come after his money, I wonder if Trent files a grievance there, where he files a grievance saying, no, I passed the physical. You guys then screwed it up. And when I went to put on a helmet, which is not a part of a standard physical, that's when you failed me. You can't have essentially equipment people and coaches failing me on a physical. And so there could be grievances on both sides here. I think we're a long way from done. But what this does definitively today is shut the door on him playing this season. If you believe that was open, it officially closes the door, even though we know that Trent had no intention of playing for the Redskins ever again and has no intention of playing for them ever again.
Why in the name of all that's holy would they want to be sit here doing this instead of, I mean, they were offered first-round picks, if you believe the report from the Patriots. How on earth could this be what's good for anybody involved?
For whatever it's worth, I don't think the Patriots first-round thing was real. I think that, like, maybe it was on the table for half a second. I don't think that deal would have ever gotten done. I very much believe that the Browns thing would have been real had they really gone after a negotiation in, like, week two. So I think they punted a first-round pick. From who, I don't know. You know, I think they've definitely punted a second-round pick here. And as you said, not only did they punt on getting probably what would have been the best return, they welcomed a circus. Because Trent doesn't go spill all this, probably, if he gets – let's say he gets traded to Cleveland in week two, and then he goes and meets with the Cleveland media, and he does an interview, and they start to ask him, does he say he has cancer or he had cancer? Yeah, probably. But does he spill all this tea about the Redskins doctors and his bad blood with the organization? Probably not. He probably just says, hey, that's in Washington. I don't want to deal with that. I'm excited to be a Cleveland Brown. Trent's good at that when he wants to be. And so the fact that they welcome this and they open this door and passed up the return, it doesn't make any sense to me. I can't possibly begin to explain it to you why they would do that.
It's the giant snowball rolling down the hill that you don't think could get any bigger, and then it adds another 2 feet of accumulation. It's just nuts. At Craig Hoffman, he's all over it, and thefantasy.com/Redskins. Thanks for coming on short notice, Craig. I appreciate it, bud.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.